That's time for another edition of Grilling with Porter Road Butcher here on Lightning 100. Chris and James are here helping us out. Good Wednesday, gentlemen. How are we?
We're doing great.
Good Wednesday, sir.
Good Wednesday to you.
So today, I know we're going to talk about preparation. We've talked a lot about the meat. Well, now we're actually going to do the part where the meat meets the grill and kind of get people ready to go cooking.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Preparation for meat meeting the grill.
We're going to prepare to get the meat to prepare to get the meat to the grill. You guys are the experts, so jump in here and give us some preparation tips.
So we live by the rules in the culinary world of mise en place.
Okay. That's fancy, all of the things in place.
Okay, I was going to ask, so thank you.
Everything in place. So when we say that, what we mean is to make an epic meal, to make an epic dinner, you want to make sure that everything is prepared and ready to go. So that starts on making sure that you have everything you need to make sure your cook or your grill or your smoke or whatever is going to be the easiest possible.
And we mean everything in the literal sense, right?
Literal sense. Every single thing.
Like, you should have a grill if you plan on grilling.
Okay.
All the way down to that basic. And then one of the biggest things that I always forget is, you know, do I have enough charcoal?
Right.
Or I have gas in the grill last time I turned it off. It's always good to check to make sure you have enough gas to get you all the way through the grilling. And then you can go back and focus on the food part. But those are, as basic as it seems, those are the things that kind of get overlooked in this.
Make sure you have your grill. Make sure you have gas or charcoal. Make sure you have your tray with the dirty meat products on it, along with a different clean tray for when the product is done. Make sure you have your tongs. Never use a meat fork to flip meat.
Just throw it away.
Just throw it away. There's no good reason to have one.
It's a good back scratcher.
Yeah, make sure you have, you know, make sure you have your towels that you're going to use. What else?
Make sure you have your beer, backup beer, and your backup beer.
That's all?
Because you don't want to leave that meat to go run and grab a beer and then, you know, get stuck in a conversation. And
I guess, I mean, the root of this, we talk about doing all the preparation ahead of time, it's just eliminating distractions so you can focus on what you're cooking.
You got it.
That's essentially what we're doing, right?
Yeah,
right.
You're working with fire. Sometimes fire burns, and you want to make sure that you are allowing that fire to burn the perfect amount of burn and not any extra or not any less. And make sure you have 3 beers when you go.
Right.
Minimum.
So your grill is kind of like the club. It's 3 beer minimum.
Well, the thing is that when you're exactly, it's bottle service. But like when you're heading out to the grill, if you've got friends over, more than likely you're gonna have the train come with you.
Oh yeah,
because people see the meat on the tray and you've got all your stuff and you're at the grill.
People like fire. Yeah. They're like, ooh, pretty fire.
Oh, reason to hang out outside until it gets really hot and then everybody else is inside underneath the fan.
So you just want to make sure what you're doing is setting yourself up for success. Just like anything in life, the more prepared you are, the easier it will be to be successful.
See, we're learning about life through meat.
That's how Porter Road lives its life.
So I picked up on something a second ago. You guys are obviously huge fans of meat forks. So what is the deal with the meat fork here? Smart me up. Why do we hate meat forks so?
So you don't ever want to poke into meat while you're cooking it. You don't want to squish it. You don't want to poke into it because, especially like a steak or a chop, that's one solid piece of meat. So the moment you puncture that meat, you are really giving a place to release juices. So you're going to make a drier product out of it. Also, for safety reasons, too, the reason why they say you can eat steaks as rare as you possibly want it, because most of the time the only bit of bacteria or infection you're going to have is on the outside. That's why people always get sick from burgers, because you take it on the outside and inside.
Okay.
But that's why you also don't want to buy faceless meat, and you want to make sure you're buying your meat from a trusted source like PorterRoad.com or Porter Road in East Nashville.
Now, when you say faceless meat, you're talking about like some dude with a truck that just came to your house faceless?
No, never buy that.
Okay.
Don't buy meat off the back of a truck from some random guy.
That's where I get all
because
my meat and speakers.
Because that freezer's not plugged in.
It's not.
No.
That explains a lot. Okay.
Well, we're also, when we say faceless meat, we're also referring to something on a styrofoam tray when you go in and you ask, you know, like the 18-year-old kid who's restocking the shelves, and you're like, hey, you know, do you have any like center cut ribeyes? And they're like, You know, they point in the direction. You're like, that's a chuck roast, sir. That's not even the right
but
steak.
It has a great on the grill sticker.
Yeah, great on the grill.
I mean, if it's on the sticker, it must be true, guys. Right. Absolutely.
Do not trust the orange stickers.
Trust your local butcher or PorterRed.com.
And again, that's just good life advice that we're learning through meat.
I tell you, man, this is amazing.
So this has been another edition of Grilling with Porter Road Butcher. Chris, James, thank you so much. We'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Of course, everything we're talking about here, you can find it on lightning100.com/grilling or go to porterroad.com. And remember, meat that's raised better tastes better.